Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible. And the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come. Call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the six-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptomatry and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. We are absolutely delighted to have you with us. My name is Bella Marie. This podcast is live Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Central Time. That's 7 p.m. if you're on the East Coast, sharing the secrets of optimal health. We are delighted to be the go-to resource for family caregivers, and we would not be able to do it without our incredible sponsors at the American School of Symptometry. If you're new to our podcast, please know Symptometry is the only applied therapeutic science that empowers individuals to eliminate and address disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Optimal health is within your reach. Now, you will want to save the website rootcauseradio.com in your favorites. That's right, rootcauseradio.com. That is where you can find tonight's podcast. You will also be able to find really all of our past shows there. Through our partnership with the American School of Symptometry, that website houses our past podcasts. It also shares tips and tools to help you on your health journey. So many of our listeners are family caregivers, and so we're happy to offer those online courses, right? Something that you can do beyond listening to the podcast. There's information there for you as well, with classes that you can take, e-courses, many of them free, a few of them advanced, that will help support you and your family. And we cover different topics every single week, and many of them, in fact, have been suggested by those of you who have taken the time to send us a message and comment through our website. So we do appreciate each and every one of you for your interaction and support. And ladies and gentlemen, I do want to share that since this podcast is just for general information, right? The information we share can help you in terms of guidance and direction with what you or a loved one may be dealing with at home, but it is not a substitute for a one-on-one conversation with a qualified health professional. So if you have concerns, okay, if you have concerns that either are talked about on the show or something that you would like to address, even though you didn't hear it on the podcast, please, please, please take advantage of the health services that are available. Again, all natural, scientifically supported, curing is proven. And so we're delighted that the founder of Symptometry still has his office offer those private health consultations. Okay, that number for you is 708-691-4977. Again, 708-691-4977. And that office is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So do take advantage of that if you have a private concern. There are also health coaches, certified symptometry health coaches, that you can access as well. As a matter of fact, one of those health coaches is our esteemed guest on tonight's show. That's right, you heard me correctly. Ladies and gentlemen, what you are going to want to do is, if you can, if you're not driving, have some pen and paper nearby, because there will definitely be valuable information shared. This is a shorter podcast, so I don't know if we'll be able to take questions at the end. However, if you do push one, then we will see you on the panel. And if we can't get you on air, we'll definitely follow up with you. Definitely follow up with you after the show, okay? Tonight's podcast is to help you master your health journey. Ladies and gentlemen, we are exposed to family members, especially right around the holidays. That's when we reunite with everyone. But you also have the opportunity, or they rather have the opportunity to observe some changes with you, right? And if you are aware enough, if you are present enough, you will notice some changes in yourself, maybe changes in your sleep pattern or your appetite. You might notice your breath smells different or even your stool smells different. But what does all of this mean? What things should you really be paying attention to? And if there is a concern, a health concern that runs in your family, how exactly should you address it? Because there's a lot of information on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. However, that's exactly what it is, information on the internet, and not all of it's double-checked. So we are super excited to have this gentleman with us on the air tonight. Now, he is actually one half of a dynamic coaching duo. He runs his Symptometry Health Coaching Services with his lovely bride out of the state of Georgia. However, because of the power of technology and the internet, he has been able to support and help people beyond his town where he lives there. We are so excited to have him leading workshops beyond the Georgia region. And for those of you who have not had a chance to interact with him personally, you will be happy to know that he has, in fact, been serving in the community long before his partnership with Symptometry. So without further ado, I would like to bring to the line none other than certified Symptometry health coach, Abdul Shahid. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio. And so we're actually just going to double check your mic because we cannot hear you. Abdul Shahid, thanks again for joining us on the air tonight, Root Cause Radio. We're glad to have you. Hello, sir.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, good evening. And we really appreciate you for having us. Thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. And it's our pleasure. You and your wife have accumulated quite a few accolades over your career, and then especially since partnering with us in Symptometry. I do want to have the listeners get to know you a little bit before we dive in to the questions for tonight and the areas our listeners wanted to focus on, because you've been passionate about helping people live their best life for a while now. Could you tell us specifically how you learned about Root Cause Therapeutics and why you chose to use it for yourself?
Exactly. I certainly can. Well, I learned about Symptometry back in 2013. I happened to be on a conference call. Matter of fact, it was the first day of Ramadan. I'm a Muslim, so we were celebrating Ramadan the very first day. And someone had a conference call. We happened to be on that conference call that night. And a gentleman by the name of Mr. Clint Henson was on that call. This is a person who fabricated a way to come up with life structured water from ordinary tap water. And so he was on this call, and he shared information about scientific eating. That's the first time I had heard of scientific eating. And that was the first time I've heard anything about Symptometry. As a matter of fact, he didn't talk much about Symptometry. He was talking about scientific eating and scientific living, food to avoid and food to consume. So soon after that call, I contacted Mr. Henson the very next day, and I had an opportunity to go visit with him for a while. And he shared with me some books that Dr. Martin had written. And I got those books from Dr. L. And I purchased two books from him, the downside of nutrition, and what to consume. And that was my first opening to centometry. And matter of fact, during that time, I was looking for some information. I was looking for help for myself because in 2012, I had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And that really gave me the momentum to do research on prostate cancer. And the diagnosis that my doctor gave me at the time, the treatment option that my doctor gave me at that time was, of course, three things. He mentioned to me I had the option to do radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery. And really, none of the options sound good to me. None of those options sound good to me. And from that point, I was doing research about prostate cancer. And all the research I did told me that all of the options that my doctor was giving me was going to fail. So I refused to exercise any of those options, and I kept searching for an answer. And that answer led me to centometry.
Wow. Well, thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you for following your own tuition, your own intuition, in searching for the perfect health solution for you, and in taking advantage of the information, that you found. It's so nice when people are willing to share what they know and share what have helped, helped them as well. Now let's go ahead and dive in. Because you took advantage of after your own health journey, you took advantage of the disease prevention and healthy longevity program organized by the Academic Council of the American School of Centometry and the Board of Centometry Health Centers. You were able to do that online from your location in Georgia. But this is not your first time in school. You actually have a master's degree in educational media from Auburn University, and you have actually undergraduate degrees also from Auburn as well. So
yes, ma'am.
You're very good at mastering information, and now with your new partnership with Centometry as a health coach, you're also empowering others with the information that you've accessed. Your specialties are not just general wellness, but specifically the cell nourishment and nutritional information that would help people optimize, right, their unlimited God-given potential. So that is beautiful, and we're so glad to have you on the air. Let's dive into some of these questions, that we have here, shall we?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, the first things first is in terms of supporting those with little to no professional training, right? Because most of us, when we get a diagnosis or even when we notice something's wrong, we're like you. We hear what they say in the doctor's office, but then we're asking friends and family, and we're looking online. It was recently brought to our attention that most people are spending up to 13 hours per week looking for health tips, recipes, new approaches, and so forth online. And that information is actually from the Family Caregiver Alliance. However, Abdul Shaheed, Coach Shaheed, you took advantage of the online information at the American School of Centometry. So how would someone in that same position that you were, right, looking for help for a serious diagnosis, how would they benefit from the online courses that you took advantage of before you became a coach?
The online courses that my wife and I was able to take was just invaluable to us. Matter of fact, it set the foundation for our study in centometry. That information really opened our eyes. It made us so aware as to the root cause of our diseases. Before coming to centometry, no one talked to me about maybe it's the food that's causing the problem. No one said anything about, and at the time, my wife and I, we thought we were pretty healthy, even though I'd come down with prostate cancer. we thought we were pretty healthy. We had done all of the things that healthy people are supposed to do. We ate our fruits and vegetables. We even ate nuts and berries and all those kind of things. It's supposed to be all nutritional. We ate food that was raw, of course, raw vegetable. We did all of those health type of things that people told us about. After coming to symptometry and taking the course, Health and Longevity and Disease Prevention, man, what was wrong? We were just wrong. We were looking at food in a wrong manner. But after coming to those online courses, we began to look at food differently. We found out that health disruptors was in food, and there's no perfect food on planet Earth. All food has health disruptors. So, and this is the basis of most of the diseases that we have. This is probably how I got prostate cancer, because I was trying all kinds of things. I was trying herbs. I was trying minerals and vitamins. I knew the best people who had the best herbs. We used to sell a product called Shackley, and that's about vitamins and minerals. We were doing all of those things. I thought we was health conscious people. But once taking that online course sponsored by and offered by Symptometry, it was a whole nother world for us. We found out how food really can disrupt your health. And this is really the information that people need to know. 80% of the time, whatever disease that we have, it came from what we are consuming, what we are eating in terms of food, beverages, and water. And that's what we found out, and that set the basis of our journey with Symptometry. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for going into such detail as well, Coach Saheed. Yeah, I remember through one of those online courses as well, we all come with dormant diseases and whatnot in our DNA. And so exactly. Our environment and especially the foods we consume are what, you know, determine whether that disease gene is turned on or off. So the more knowledge we have in terms of knowing what turns those situations, those illnesses on, then we can actually make a conscious decision to leave them off instead of just blaming it on genetics. Not that anyone's blaming it on genetics, but we do hear that a lot, right, about hereditary diseases and things running in the family. So I love how just taking the courses put you in the position of awareness and empowerment even before becoming a coach. Now, what differences yes. can a person expect between using the online community for courses versus working directly with a health coach like you?
Well, the benefit of working with a healthcare coach or health coach, you have someone that has the experience, someone who's gone through similar experience that the person has gone through. You can have a book. You can be online reading information. But to put it all together, you need someone to work with. You need a person like a coach. You need a role model. You need someone to help interpret that information. Because of the way that the human being is, if there's any way to do something more than just one way, most of the time we're going to find the other way to do it. So if you get 10 people to look at something, to read a book, you come up with 10 different ways to do something. So oftentimes it's very good to have a model, to have a role model, to have a coach, to clarify things, to be able to share with you his experience or her experience. And also to be able to share with you their knowledge base, their knowledge about the matter. And that's what makes a coach very invaluable to a person who has a condition they want to get over. And you can have the online courses. You can take them. But you need someone to clarify things. You need someone to be able to help you to look at things differently. Help you to make a paradigm shift, so to speak, so you can look at things different, you have to have another person to be able to do that. In order for you to really understand and know that you understand something, it's good to have someone that you can talk to. And that coach becomes a nourisher for you. That coach can help you with building positive energy that the person is going to need to have to overcome their condition. So a coach, someone there to help you, to encourage you, someone there to help you figure out what meals to plan for, what food to avoid based on your condition. It's always empowering to have someone else that you can rely on and that you can share your experience with. Just being able to get the feedback from a coach will help that person to continue to build the positive energy that they need to make the progress in healing that they need to make. Thank you.
You're welcome, and that is such a great piece of feedback. I'd like to just highlight that, because I was talking to a lady just the other day who had mentioned that she had read, Dr. Narte's book, The Downside of Nutrition, and she was making her adjustments, but it was only after a coaching session did she realize, because it was told to her specifically, that part of her issue with her vision, with the tingling sensation that she was having and so forth, came not just from what she was medically diagnosed with, but the fact that she was constantly consuming fruits, right? Fruits were her snack during the day. She'd have a smoothie, and she thought she was doing well because it was a natural, fruits are natural, right, from the earth. She was buying them organic and so forth. However, she was really surprised that even though she admitted that she was upset at the suggestion that she give up fruits, because, again, that was her snack, right, and that was her sweet treat instead of desserts and whatever else. However, she called back and just had to commend the coaching session, because she mentioned that after a week of avoiding fruit, the sensation, that burning sensation in her leg, that was not an issue. She said, I barely noticed that anymore. And then she also mentioned that she had noticed changes in her vision. So she still went ahead and got a health consultation so that she could actually get the therapeutic products. But she said, it was just nice to hear, because people don't always call back to give you the feedback, right? And so it was nice of her to call to, commend her coaching session as well as, her decision to move forward. So exciting times that, people are able to help. But I wanted to highlight that because she had gotten the book, The Downside of Nutrition, right? She had read it.
Exactly.
She had called herself taking notes and everything, but it was not until after the coaching session she was able to make that adjustment, and she actually saw, results happening within a week of making that adjustment. So thank you for making yourself available to, to the community like that. I know the founder, Dr. Narte, still does.
And need a coach.
Yes, still does coaching as well, too. So, well, let's go ahead and go on, because we are here, and this podcast is really serving, this episode is really serving to help people master their own journey, right, their own journey to optimal health. And just like that lady, we mentioned so many struggles when they learn that their favorite foods are aggravating their most bothersome condition. So how would you support someone in that situation or starting out with that mindset, Coach Shaheed?
Well, the first thing I would help them to do is to think about food a little bit differently. So when we think about food, as a person, normally we want to eat things that we're familiar with. We want to eat something that tastes good, that looks good. We want to eat something that my mother made it, my sister made it, someone special that made it for me. But I talk to people about the reason why we have to eat in the first place. We're eating to nourish ourselves. So if we're eating something, it's not benefiting ourselves. Why are you eating it? I asked them the question, why are you eating that if it's not benefiting yourself? We eat to nourish ourselves, not for taste, not because it looked good, not for religion. We eat to take care of ourselves because that is where our health is coming from. Our health is coming from the cells. So we give the cells what they need, they will take care of us. That's how it works. And I explain all of that to the person I'm coaching in order to change their mindset. Because all we want is something to taste, something that tastes good, look good, and the comfort food that we're used to. Sometimes we might have to go out of our culture boundary to get the food that's really going to nourish ourselves. So we have to be open. So what my job is to get people to look at food differently. Food has nutrients, and those nutrients are for ourselves, to nourish ourselves, not for taste, none of those things. And oftentimes people want to satisfy certain craving with food, and they get mixed up that the person inside this body, do not need physical food. It is ourselves that need the food, that need the nourishment, that need the nutrients. The person inside this physical body need knowledge, information, enlightenment. So I talk to them about that different, that mindset. And that's why we have to straighten things out. We need nourishment for ourselves. That's why we are eating. That's how I change their mindset. Thank you.
Thank you. It is the cells that need nourishment. The individual needs knowledge. I love that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on Twitter, on your Facebook page, go ahead and post that, hashtag Root Cause Radio. That was such a powerful nugget. Thank you, Coach Saheed. And you know what? You know, there are so many of our chronic health conditions can be managed, right? The medical community tells us that so many of the chronic health conditions can be managed through diet and exercise. But what we learned through the American School of Symptometry and what people have available when they partner with a certified symptometry health coach like yourself and then take the next step even of working with an actual licensed symptometrist, right? So now it's a team for your health.
Yes.
Is that not only does diet, exercise, lifestyle manage a condition, but with the proper knowledge, we can even prevent those things from manifesting, right? So if it's already in us,
absolutely,
then we can work to reverse it, right? The medical community is always scared of using the word cure, but yes, you can actually address these conditions when you focus at the root cause. And then also, if something runs in your family and you don't want to be affected by it, then you can even prevent it from manifesting with yourself. And what Root Cause Therapeutic does, they actually have, you know, products, and people can only get the products by working with a licensed symptometrist, a doctor of symptometry. But by working with the health coaches yourself, they get the knowledge, right? They get to capitalize on the knowledge that they may have already accessed through a book or through an e-course or something like that. So with the chronic illnesses, you know, so many people are battling diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. What recommendations can you give to our listeners who are no longer in the position of preventing, but they're actually already you know, tackling one of these chronic health conditions?
Great question. What I recommend that they do is seek out root cause therapeutics. That means going to the root of their problem, not just addressing symptoms, using the drugs, or sometimes using herbs to address symptoms. Symptoms is really not the disease. So with symptometry, we're able to get to the root of the disease, what caused the disease in the first place, how did that gene become activated to express itself? And most of the time it's through consumption of some man-made chemicals in our food, or some natural chemical in the food. So we have to get the information, the knowledge based on scientific eating. Dr. Norty established scientific eating, so the person will have a better chance of nourishing their cells without activating a disease, without coming down with diabetes, without coming down with high blood pressure. And each one of those chronic diseases has a cause. And this is how you begin to help the person to reverse that condition. And they use the therapeutics, which are the products, the particulates and the molecule, to help reverse their condition. But they have to have the knowledge as well so they don't keep aggravating that condition or keep activating that gene. And this is where the coach is really able to help them to understand the different health disruptors and what is in the food and what the food they need to avoid from eating. And this is the information that they're going to need. Here again, if they want to become disease-free or reverse their condition, they have to have a coach to keep them on track. They have to have a coach that's going to point out the food for them, to help them with their meal plan, and to give them ideas on how to be creative and take the food that they need to be consuming and how to be creative enough to make that food appealing. And they're going to help them really consume it and look forward to eating each of the meals because it's nourishing their cells and helping them to prevent activating of diseases. And that's basically what I try to share with them. And I let them know that all diseases are curable, all of them. They may have diabetes today, but they don't have to have diabetes 2 or 3 months down the road. They may have high blood pressure today, but they don't have to have high blood pressure next year. They can become definite disease-free. And when you tell someone that they become disease-free, there's a whole other world for them. And if they are able to and they are willing to do the heavy lifting, then that's exactly what can happen. I encourage them, and that's exactly what can happen. So we have people that's working to become disease-free, and they never thought that they could become disease-free ever until they talk with us, and we show them that potential. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much, Coach Shahid. This has really been a powerful podcast. We're actually wrapping up tonight's show. If any caller from the audience has a question, they can go ahead and push the number one. Coach Shahid, if it's you've delivered so much valuable information tonight. Earlier, we did share the phone number for people to access Symptometry headquarters. However, because you're making yourself available to the public, could you also please share the best contact number for you as well?
Yes, ma'am, certainly. Our number is 678-572-7269. Again, I repeat, 678-572-7269.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. You can reach the Shahids directly, 678-572-7269. And as this podcast becomes available at rootcauseradio.com, their contact information will also be listed, on the page as well, so you can reach them directly. You have shared so much valuable information tonight. We do have a caller, and I'm just going to check the line. A caller from, I think this is a North Carolina area code, 828-409. Caller, your number starts with 828-409. Your line is live. Thanks for joining us on Root Cause Radio. What's your name, and what's your question or comment? Okay, and caller, if you're there, we can't hear you. We'll give you another second or so. We have another caller right behind you, if you're there. All right, so we are going to our next caller then from the 708 area code. And your number is live, actually. Thanks for joining us. Please go ahead, share your name and your question or comment.
Dr. Max Ronati, and I'm calling from Illinois, and I would like to make a comment on the Abdul Shahid's presentation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Narteg. Ladies and gentlemen, he said his name so casually, but we actually have on the show with us, by surprise,
wow,
the founder of Symptometry himself. So we have Dr. Maxwell Nate on the line. And for those of you who don't know the story, ladies and gentlemen, the only reason that we have root cause therapeutics available in the world today is because Dr. Nate did not like the results he was getting, and he chose to, with the support of his family, of course, research new solutions. So root cause therapeutics has been available to the world since 1992, after the 14 years of research and so forth that Dr. Narte did. So it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the line, sir. I'll turn the mic over to you and Coach Shahid, Dr. Narte.
Greetings, and to you and to Shafika, the two coaches, marvelous coaches from the Georgia area. And you are doing a wonderful job. And I decided just to
pick up
my phone and call in and commend you for a job well done. You still have miles to go, though. You are not yet.
Yes, sir.
You are not yet
Definitely.
At your destination at all. But at least, as the Chinese say, the journey always starts with the first step, and you're taking the first step, the second step, the third step, and then you are moving on, and that is excellent.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I listened to your presentation, and it was beautiful. It was marvelous. So all I'm doing is saying that the communities should be very, very proud to have somebody like you. You are not just a coach. You are not just a coach for now. You were promoted to teaching assistant at the American School of Symptometry.
Yes.
So that is an additional responsibility that you have been discharging superbly. Contacting some of the students for whom you have been providing guidance and clarification, and they are all very satisfied with the way you have been helping them to answer questions. Sometimes things are a bit difficult and they need some clarification, and you are able to provide that beautifully, and that is excellent. So I did not, I could not resist the temptation of picking up my phone to dial in and make my comments personally on this line. So thank you very much, and I'll be very brief.
Thank you, sir.
The floor is yours. The floor is yours. You may continue, and I would like to fade away. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And have a good evening.
Thank you.
Well, I do believe that's one of the first times, if not the first time, that's ever happened. So much thanks and gratitude to Dr. Narte for joining us, and to you, Coach Shahid, for the knowledge that you've shared on tonight's show. We did get a question in the chat. In terms of how one would prepare for a private health session with you, and if working with a health coach, a certified symptometry health coach, would help them get better results with their primary care physician, right, if they were still going to a traditional allopathic doctor and had not yet partnered with a symptometrist. Coach Shahid?
All they have to do is just give us a call and, of course, make a commitment to themselves. They need to make a commitment to themselves that they're willing to do the heavy lifting, because that's what it takes. It's a team effort. They have to do their part. We do our part. And, of course, Cintometry will do its part. And that's then if they agree to that, then we have a team, and we work as a team. They will get the help that they need, the information, the knowledge, and they will have someone that's going to really be there for them to get them to understand each step. Healing is a process, and they first have to make up their mind that they want to use this treatment as one of their options. That's what they have to do. They have to make up their mind first. And once they do that, then they make that commitment to themselves, then we can help them. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that is another comment that you can post on Facebook or Twitter, whichever platform you're using. The first commitment is to yourself. I love that. So, Coach Shaheed, I'm going to give the listeners your number again, 678-572-7269, 678-572-7269, and there will be a page once this podcast is available at rootcauseradio.com with this podcast, as well as the contact information for you and your wife. You're really doing a wonderful job in serving the people who are looking for their own path to optimal health and in the partnership with them. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the conclusion just about for today's show. I will take a moment to check just to make sure we don't have any more hands raised or anyone wanting to comment on the show. Again, if this is your first time with us, rootcauseradio.com, rootcauseradio.com is the website that you want to go to. And matter of fact, don't just go to it, save it in your favorites so you can access that information from this podcast and from our previous shows time and time again. Dr. Narte, who we just heard from, is also a regular guest on here on Root Cause Radio. And we've covered topics, you know, cancer, sickle cell, hair loss and regrowth, so many different things that you can access on the archives there. And again, you always have the option. You always have the option to, you know, work. You can have a private health consultation with a symptometrist. That number is 708-691-4977. But with the valuable information that was just shared here on the podcast, if you want help getting your thoughts organized, identifying your triggers for yourself, redoing you and your family's meal plan, even just having a partner who can support you in your diagnosis or your health condition that you may have already and help prevent that, then you definitely, definitely, definitely want to work with one of our certified symptometry health coaches. And Coach Shaheed has been on the line with us tonight doing a wonderful job of helping people master their own journey to optimal health. Any last words or closing comments for tonight's podcast, Coach Shaheed?
Well, I just simply like to say we really thank you. We thank Cintometry for offering this opportunity to not only ourselves but also to the public. They have answers now to their health condition, their health issues. If your goal is to become optimally healthy, Cintometry is the way to go. If your goal is to become disease-free, of course, Cintometry is the way to go. If we are going to be able to reach our full potential as a human being, we have to become disease-free. There's no doubt about it. I studied this for the last several years, and that is my conclusion. In order for us to do our role as a person, as a human being, we must be disease-free. We can't do it if we have diseases ravaging our body. We would not have the energy. We would not have the creativity. So we have to have being disease-free as a goal, as a human being. There's no doubt about it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much. If we're going to become the best we can be, we must be disease-free. With that, a final word from our guest tonight, Coach Abdul Shaheed. Ladies and gentlemen, we leave you from tonight's Root Cause Radio Show and invite you to join us again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, at rootcauseradio.com, rootcauseradio.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great night.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.